And now, dear listeners, time to share a few comments you've sent in about things you've heard on our program. And here to help us is day-to-day senior producer and letters editor Steve Proffitt. Steve, what do you got?
Well, Alex, let's start today with Martha Stewart.
We got a letter from Martha Stewart?
No, she actually didn't write us, but listener Robert Palmer did. And he complained that we called it a victory for Martha Stewart when we reported last week that the judge threw out the securities fraud charge in her trial.
Okay, here it is. Mr. Palmer writes, "In order to be awarded a victory, one needs to strive or compete. What did she strive for? To defraud the investors of her company?" And Mr. Palmer goes on to suggest it. In the future, we simply say that the charge was dropped. Leave it at that. Good advice, Mr. Palmer. Thank you.
And Alex, moving now to something that you won't find in Martha Stewart's catalog for living, the fast food restaurant Quiznos. Last week, we featured an ad report card from Slate's Seth Stevenson about the chain's new ads, in which creatures called Spong Monkeys sang the praises of the Quizno experience. Here's a bit of that ad.
The Quizno subs! They got a pepper bar!
Our reviewer, Seth Stevenson, liked the ad, but listener William Malloy of Houston didn't like the review.
Here's his letter. "I'd sooner have sat through 4 minutes of Michael Jackson lying to himself," he wrote. And thank you for the letter, Mr. Malloy. We'll defer singing the signature line from the ad about the pepper bar.
Thank you, Alex. Then there's our political commentator, Slate's William Salatin. He often draws some heat, and his comments about Ralph Nader getting into the presidential race got lots of response.
Here he is on Ralph's claim that he might steal more votes from President Bush than from a Democratic candidate.
The notion that any of these people are going to vote for Ralph Nader exists only in Ralph Nader's head.
Not so, Mr. Salatin. Alex, we got several letters from Republicans who are considering Nader, including one from Russell E. Hill of Salem, Oregon, who says the president's government is, in his words, well, you take it, Alex.
Okay, Russell E. Hill, he says the current government is, quote, one of favoritism to large contributors and lacking fairness to the populace as a whole. He concludes, this lifelong Republican will be voting for Nader.
But Alex, we got quite a different view from Richard E. Hill of San Diego, who wrote to say...
Wait, who's the last one from?
That was Russell E. Hill. This is Richard E. Hill, San Diego. Anyway, he sent us an email with a subject line that read, "Outsourcing Ralph Nader."
"Sit this one out, Ralph," advises the San Diego Richard E., who asks, "Where is Chuck Barris when you need him?" Wait a minute, who is Chuck Barris?
You remember the Gong Show?
Oh,
the
that's
Gong
right. All right, well, where are you when we need you? Write us with your thoughts, opinions, complaints, corrections, whatever. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Now, Steve, back to the show.
Very busy, gotta go.
And from Los Angeles, this is Day to Day from NPR News.